بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله میں کمپلیٹ ہو گئی 7 پارہ ٹوڈے ان منظ آیت فی الیت ٹوڈے اور ما خلق الجن والانس الا ليعبدون. ان اس آیت اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی شوز اس that we have been created mankind and jinn for only one purpose, and that's ibadat. So we have taken ibadat only to the masjid, or just to read the Quran, or just read one tasbih, zikr. We take that as ibadat, but you don't realize that we are always ibadat 24 hours. Because Islam is a complete way of life. It deals with your dealings, it deals with your marriages, it deals with your social life, all kind of life. Islam is a complete way of life. You are only called a Muslim when you follow every command of Allah. There's no such thing as you follow this command and this or law and the law, you don't leave out something else. Everything you have been following the command of Allah Ta'ala is called, that is what you call ibadat. A man is ibadat when he's in business also. When he's in business, he cannot do whatever he wants to do. He has to do what Allah Ta'ala wants him to do. He walks in the malls, and another thing that he's free to walk however he wants to walk. At that time, he's in ibadat. He's driving the car also, he's in ibadat. He goes to the toilet, he's in ibadat. He comes out of the toilet, he's in ibadat. Every way, every moment, he's in ibadat. Not only in the masjid ibadat, but 24 hours is in ibadat. In other words, be very careful how you talk, where your eyes go to, where your ears go to, where your heart go to. Every moment you must have Allah Ta'ala looking at you. But that is called ibadat. That you make sure that every time you keep away from all kinds of sins. And your only one thing you have in your life that you can try to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Every action that you do, you must ask yourself this question, if Allah Ta'ala is happy with that action or not. If he's happy with that action, then that means you are in ibadat already. You know, there was one, that in other words, you are in duty all the time with Allah. 24 hours. So there was a buzruk, you know, you're traveling on a first class flight. So in first class, you get first class treatment too. So it so happened that when the host came and told him, now you must know they tried to give you the best treatment. They think they're doing very good for you. The tube of wine was there too. He said, why don't you have a bit of wine to the guzru? So he looked at him and said, no, I cannot have it. But because he was not a Muslim, he did not know what was really happening. So he asked him, why don't you have it? He said, no, I'm on duty at the moment. I'm on duty. The guzru say, I'm in duty. He said, why don't you give the pilot? Why don't you give the pilot this? No, you cannot give him this. So why he's on duty? Just as the pilot is on duty, I'm also on duty. A Muslim is on duty 24 hours. He's not free from Allah Ta'ala. He may be free from everyone else, but when it comes to the duty with Allah, he's 24 hours in duty with Allah Ta'ala. So how nice he's 20 on duty, I cannot tell you. We are on duty 24 hours. When we walk at home too, we are on duty. In other words, not free. Your money that you got, you're on duty too. You cannot use the money how you want to use it. You're not free to use the money how you want to use it. Allah said, I gave you that money. In other words, use it how I want to use it. So every way, you know, that's why Allah Ta'ala will question a person, how you spend your youth, how you spend the wealth I gave you, where how you achieved it and where you spent it. So everything Allah Ta'ala creates is the thing that, in other words, we are ibadat 24 hours. Not a minute. Ibadat. Like for example, even though we read namaz, we cannot read asr namaz at the time of zuhur. Nor can we read zuhur namaz at the time of maghrib. You have to read how Allah Ta'ala wants you to read that. That's what called ibadat in time. But when Allah Ta'ala tells you make namaz qaza, then you have to make namaz qaza. People go for hajj, they know exactly when to Muzdalifah. They leave Arafat, they don't need the maghrib namaz there. When they reach Muzdalifah, time asr, isha came here too. Now you want us to tell why you must read that time of great namaz. That's my command that you read that time. When Allah Ta'ala tells you something to do, that is what's called command, that's called ibadat. But this is one ayat that was decided. Another ayat is, do not make a certain thing too.
only too pious. Don't make yourself, don't feel that you're very pious. Don't think you're very holy. People today think they're very holy. Allah says, do not make your lust to be very pure. You think you are pure. When you think you are pure, then look at others impure. By the time you look at yourself impure, then you try yourself to make yourself pure. When you take yourself impure, then you try to make yourself pure. But the moment you take yourself pure, that means I am someone. I am very pious. There is no one like me. I am very holy. Allah says, فَلَا تُزَقُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Not even think for yourself or your time in your heart, that you think you are someone. Who are no with taqwa? Only Allah knows who's pure and who's not pure. Only Allah knows who's pure and who's not pure. In other words, you must not think you are very pure. You must only think, Ya Allah, purify me all the time. I am not pure. Because the moment a person says, I am very holy, what happens to him? The pride comes into him. He feels there's no one like me at all. So in other words, he must always think to himself, you know what? That's why, you know, one name was given to someone in the time of Rasulullah, and the meaning of that was pure, very pure. Rasulullah changed the name. Because you got the name very pure, then you think you are very pure too. It affected. So the name was changed too. So this ayat says, فَلَا تُزَقُّوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not think that you think you are very pure, do not think very holy. When you begin to think you are very holy and very pure, then you look at others very low. We think that no one better than me. I am better than everyone else. So Allah Ta'ala protect us from this. The pride coming to us. Wa'akul da'wah. Alhamdulillah. ربنا أكرمنا أمورنا وأكرمنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا أغفر لنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الآثمين وصلى الله تعالى على رسوله ورحمة الله